Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ted Ford. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Lamb. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Lamb. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Nettles scores. Leon moves to third. Fosse moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to home to get Leon. Fosse moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. One out. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Harrelson moves to second. Ted Hollander pinch runs for Ken Harrelson. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Hollander now playing left field. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Hollander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliva is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Braun fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Leon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holt, who is chasing the ball. Leon reaches third base with a triple. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Ray Corbin now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. One out. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fossey moves to third. Jim Strickland now pitching. Ted Hollander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fossey scores. Ford moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Ted Hollander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollander for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Ford scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heidman hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Veda Pinson now playing center field. Ted Ford now playing right field. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Jim Strickland. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Nettles moves to third. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Reese moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heidman takes first base on ball 4. Ulander moves to second. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ulander moves to third. Heidman moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Nettles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holt who is chasing the ball. Nettles reaches third base with a triple. Ulander scores. Heidman scores. Lamb goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a triple. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards short. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 4 in the game. Chambliss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Ulander moves to second. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Heidman is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lamb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Indians. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 3 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Holt moves to second. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Holt moves to third. Cardenas moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff pinch hits for Stan Williams. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.